Hello, everybody, and welcome to Living in the Third Degree with BPD. My name is Brad Shattuck, and I am your host. This podcast is about my personal experiences, stories, and events with dealing with borderline personality disorder, otherwise known as BPD. My experiences with BPD is due to my wife, now ex-wife, who I have been with for 34 years, was diagnosed with BPD in 2012. And I want to share my experiences with you so that if you are someone who has somebody in your life with BPD, that you may relate to what I'm saying along with my personal tips and suggestions that may or may not work in your specific situation. And if you are someone who has been diagnosed or think you may have BPD, that you may recognize the signs and understand the havoc and turmoil that it can have around the people that are involved in your life. Let me caution you that I am in no way qualified or certified in the field of mental health, and that my personal suggestions are merely my personal opinion and do not recommend that anybody take any mental health therapy into their own hands, but to personally seek out the help from a professional in the field of mental health. And furthermore, if you are a couple, you might even consider counseling to help further your relationship a little bit better. So with that being said, I hope you enjoy the show. Hello, everybody. Thank you again for listening to Living in the Third Degree with BPD. This is Brad Shattuck, your host. And today's episode is Rational Reasoning with an Unrational Mind. And the reason I say that is we all know that people with BPD don't think the same process, don't have the same thought process as we do. And their rationalization is much more different than the way we rationalize things. And what may seem unordinary to us is completely ordinary and real for them. And, you know, a lot of times that's why they get so depressed and get so angry. And a lot of them can't take it after a while. And there's a high suicide rate with people with BPD because of the history that they have with relationships, people turning away from them, abandonment, people laughing at them, calling them crazy. You know, the thing is, a lot of us, or I should say all of us, don't have the right to do that just because we think a different way. You know, just like we had a fire in 2010, and people would come up and say, "Oh my God, I can imagine how you feel seeing everything you have going up in smoke." No, you don't imagine how we feel, because unless you've had it happen to you, you can't begin to imagine how it feels. Because I imagine how people felt when their house burned down, but when it happened to me, that's when the realization sets in. And what I thought I could feel for other people was nowhere near what it's like to experience it. So, you know, how many times do somebody tell you a problem and they say, you know, why are you depressed today? I only have, $50 in my wallet. You go, oh, phew, give me a break, you know. I wish I had 50 bucks in my wallet. Or somebody made me, I knew a lady years ago, she was depressed. She was actually in the mental health unit at a hospital. And she was in there because her cat died. People said, "Are you kidding me? She didn't hear because her cat died?" They don't know the whole story. They don't know, you know, maybe she just lost, you know, 50 animals before that. Maybe that was a lot. Maybe she just lost her husband and her last two children living, and they all died, and all she had left was that cat. And that cat, you know, was her husband's best friend, and that's all she had left. And now she feels like she has nothing. You know, you don't know. So we can all sit there and say, "Oh my God." You know, the same thing with, you know, people with BPD. We know the same thing. We can go to the store and it literally take, you know, any person, even the person with BPD, you know, it takes all of us, you know, 15 minutes, 5 minutes to get there, 5 minutes in the store, 5 minutes to get back. But yet the time that you may take an extra 5 minutes because of traffic or a line in the store or you can't find something, that 5 minutes, they think, they don't just think a little thing. They have a whole story. You're there, you met someone, or you met up with somebody, you had a small fling in those five, you know, in those 5 minutes, they'll rationalize in their mind, their rationalization is, you know, something that may take literally an hour to set up, they think can be done in 5 minutes. Now, if you ask them, "Could you do all that in 5 minutes?" You know, it depends what kind of answer you may get. You may get, "Yeah, if I really wanted to," or, you know, or they'll change the story of, "Well, maybe you just did a little bit of, in 5 minutes. But it's always the worst of the worst in those 5 minutes. It's never, you know, you can show them the receipt or anything like that, but in their mind, it doesn't matter. You know, show them a receipt, you set it up like that, you had the receipt printed by a friend, or, you know, everything is real to them. And you can sit there and say, oh my God, give me a break. You may think it sounds stupid, but in their mind, that's how their mind works. It's suspicious. Something's always against them. You're building up something, getting ready to leave them. You know, that's how their mind works, completely different. So even though it may sound stupid, if you love that person enough, you'll start to understand the characteristics and how BPD works, and understand that we may think it's silly, but in their mind, that's real. It's real happening. It's as real as you having a birthday party with a bunch of friends over, giving you a cake and blowing out the candles and making a wish. That's real to you, and that's normal. Well, to them, that 5 minutes is real, and to them, it's, you know, the normal way of thinking. But anyways, so this episode is trying to rationalize with the rational thinking of someone with BPD. With my experience, like I said, my experience has worked in so many instances. Not all, but some. And even if it could work in some, it's better than not working at all. So with that being said, let's get on with the episode. Handle the problem at hand. You know, first of all, I automatically know that if I'm on an extra task. Well, let me back up and say something first. If you really love that person with BPD, yes, there's a lot of extra care, a lot of extra work. But the same thing, if you marry somebody and they get into an accident or something and they're bound to a wheelchair for the rest of your life, you know right there that, you know, you really have to love that person, because it's going to be added expenses, added, you know, mobility, extra things you're going to have to do to help care for this person. And if you're willing to do that, well, then you should be willing to deal with somebody with BPD. The difference is, you know, somebody's probably grateful if you're in a wheelchair. You know, they may be more loving because, you know, that they're grateful that you're taking care of them. And people with BPD are known to be ungrateful, and, you know, a small spark can be an inferno. So with that being said, like I said, if you love that person enough, you can automatically know that if you go grocery shopping, and it usually takes you 45 minutes to do your normal grocery shopping, and there's extra lines, you can't find something, extra traffic or whatever, you automatically know you're probably going to get shit for it. First thing I always do is make sure I get a receipt. Then I always remember, you know, don't just be, you know, run on your subliminal mind. You know, be aware, you know, if there's extra traffic or, you know, an accident or a fire, and, you know, fire trucks are rerouting traffic. So make sure when you get home, you know, automatically, well, at least what I do is I automatically say, geez, you know, the supermarket was wicked busy today. You know, it's probably because they had a lot of sales, or whatever the case may be. But I automatically blurt off, you know, what the extra time is. You know, sometimes they'll come off right away with, you know, what took you that extra time? Again, explain what it was. And a lot of times I've asked my wife, you know, a little while later, I'm like, what is wrong with you? I don't know, it just doesn't make sense why you'd be that much late, even with a little bit of traffic. You know, and I'd look at her and I'd repeat myself again. I'm like, you know, if you were with me, what I used to tell her, because my wife a lot of times does not like to go to the store, she'll send me off by herself. And I used to get mad a lot of times. I'm like, listen, if you don't want to go, you don't have the right to have an argument with me. Yes, you can ask what took longer, but you don't have that right to question what took me longer, especially fight with me about it. If you want to know from now on if something's going to take a little bit longer or take an extra time, then start going with me. And I would make sure when she did go with me, if there was extra time or something, I'd point it out and I said, see, Now, if you weren't with me, would you believe that the traffic is rerouted? Would you believe that the lines are extremely long in the grocery store? Would you believe this? So I point out, so she'd see, oh yeah, yeah, I get, it can happen, it does happen. You know, so the more times she would go with me, you know, I'd even point out, I'm like, you know, the last 5 times you've gone with me, hasn't it taken a lot longer than it usually would if I was gone? So you could see that there is delays. That's a rationalization of one thing about delays and taking extra time. And then if, you know, I could tell I've known my wife 35 years, been together, that if that answer doesn't suffice, and later on she still has an attitude, you know, I'd look at her and I'd say, you know, honestly, just honestly, tell me what's on your mind. What is it you're thinking? Is it something about today that took me extra longer? And a lot of times, you know, she would say, yeah, it's just, you know, the way I think. I think you're meeting up with somebody. She'd be honest and tell me. And even if she didn't, I'd tell her, you know, it's got to be about me being late, or, you know, when I went to the store. And I turn around, instead of fighting with her and saying, you know, this is getting fucking ridiculous. This is stupid. You know, if you'd go with me, you know, like I said, I'd mention it the first time. But then what I'd say to her is, you know, haven't I proved to you so many times? Hello, everybody. Thank you again for listening to Living in the Third Degree with BPD. This is Brad Shattuck, your host. And today's episode is Rational Reasoning with an Unrational Mind. And the reason I say that is we all know that people with BPD don't think the same process, well, don't have the same thought process as we do. And their rationalization is much more different than the way we rationalize things. And what may seem unordinary to us is completely ordinary and real for them. And, you know, a lot of times that's why they get so depressed and get so angry. And a lot of them can't take it after a while. And there's a high suicide rate with people with BPD because of the history that they have with relationships, people turning away from them, abandonment, people laughing at them, calling them crazy. You know, the thing is, a lot of us, or I should say all of us, don't have the right to do that just because we think a different way. You know, just like we had a fire in 2010, and people would come up and say, oh my God, I can imagine how you feel, seeing everything you have going up in smoke. No, you don't imagine how we feel, because unless you've had it happen to you, you can't begin to imagine how it feels. Because I imagine how people felt when their house burned down, but when it happened to me, that's when the realization sets in, and what I thought I could feel for other people was nowhere near what it's like to experience it. So, you know, how many times do somebody tell you a problem and they say, you know, why are you depressed today? You know, I only have, you know, $50 in my wallet. You go, oh, psh, give me a break, you know. I wish I had 50 bucks in my wallet. Or somebody made me, I knew a lady years ago, she was depressed. She was actually in the mental health unit at a hospital. And she was in there because her cat died. People said, are you kidding me? She's in here because her cat died? They don't know the whole story. They don't know, you know, maybe she just lost, you know, 50 animals before that. Maybe that was a lot. Maybe she just lost her husband and her last 2 children living, and they all died, and all she had left was that cat. And that cat, you know, was her husband's best friend, and that's all she had left. And now she feels like she has nothing. You know, you don't know. So we can all sit there and say, oh my God. You know, the same thing with, you know, people with BPD. We know the same thing. We can go to the store and it literally take, you know, any person, even the person with BPD, you know, it takes all of us, you know, 15 minutes, 5 minutes to get there, 5 minutes in the store, 5 minutes to get back. But yet the time that you may take an extra 5 minutes because of traffic or a line in the store or you can't find something, that 5 minutes, they think, they don't just think a little thing. They have a whole story. You're there, you met someone, or you met up with somebody, you had a small fling in those 5, you know, in those 5 minutes, they'll rationalize in their mind, their rationalization is, you know, something that may take literally an hour to set up, they think can be done in 5 minutes. Now, if you ask them, could you do all that in 5 minutes? You know, it depends on what kind of answer you may get. You may get, yeah, if I really wanted to, or, you know, or they'll change the story of, well, maybe you just did a little bit of, you know, in 5 minutes. But it's always the worst of the worst in those 5 minutes. It's never, You know, you can show them the receipt or anything like that, but in their mind, it doesn't matter. You know, show them a receipt, you set it up like that, you had the receipt printed by a friend, or, you know, everything is real to them. And you can sit there and say, oh my God, give me a break. You may think it sounds stupid, but in their mind, that's how their mind works. It's suspicious. Something's always against them. You're building up something, getting ready to leave them. You know, that's how their mind works, completely different. So even though it may sound stupid, if you love that person enough, you'll start to understand the characteristics and how BPD works, and understand that we may think it's silly, but in their mind, that's real. It's real happening. It's as real as you having a birthday party with a bunch of friends over, giving you a cake and blowing out the candles and making a wish. That's real to you, and that's normal. Well, to them, that 5 minutes is real, and to them, it's, you know, the normal way of thinking. But anyways, so this episode is trying to rationalize with the rational thinking of someone with BPD. With my experience, like I said, my experience has worked in so many instances. Not all, but some. And even if it can work in some, it's better than not working at all. So with that being said, let's get on with the episode. I usually have the same speech that I give to my wife that I say all the time. I tell her, I love you. I love you and only you. And that'll never change. You complete me 100%. You complete me mentally, physically, and there's nobody else I would rather have to complete those things but you. I'm in love with you. I don't just love you, I'm in love with you. And a lot of times, you attract more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So I always try to stick to the same sketch. Yeah, we're all human, we get upset, we get mad, but I found a lot of times that sticking to the same script usually works. Now, what if you don't get the same response? Again, I would try the same script. No, that script hasn't worked all the time with my wife. Of course it hasn't. But it has worked the majority of the time. I'd say probably 90% of the time. Used to be maybe 40%, 50, then it goes to 60. Now it's probably 90% of the time. And of course it depends what mood they're in. Either before you left or during you left. You know, there might have been something that triggered them beforehand or during. But like I said, a lot of the times, especially if they make the choice not to go with you. My wife doesn't really like to go shopping. She doesn't like to go to the store. If it's an errand, she'll just tell me to go. And when she'd have these attitudes, I said, listen, if you don't want to go, you don't have that right to fight with me. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with you asking me what took extra long or what you think might have taken extra long. And I'll always tell you. I'll tell you the truth. There's nothing wrong with that. But you don't have the right to fight with me if you don't want to go. Now, what if it's something, you know, they can't make the choice of going with you when you go to work, when you go somewhere that, you know, a job interview, something where they can't go. That's where usually I run into problems, you know, especially coming home from work. Unless she asks me to stop somewhere on the way home, I go straight home. And there's always just a difference of maybe 5 or 10 minutes, and that usually is because of traffic. We live near a very popular beach in New Hampshire, a coastal beach, and depending on the time of the year and the time of the day of the week, there's a lot of traffic. You know, it takes me almost 15 minutes to get home on a Saturday or Sunday because of the beach. In the summer, sometimes 20 minutes, opposed to 10 minutes normally if there's normal traffic, normal day during the week, during regular weather, spring, winter. But, you know, and I'll explain that to her. And I said, you know what, if you want to see how long it takes during those days, I have no problem with you dropping me off at work and coming to pick me up. If you want to see the different days of the week and how long it takes, I always ask you if you want to see for yourself. I hold her to it. Now, again, what if it's something that she can't, you know, a job interview or something where she can't go? Well, then that's when you may fail, you may not fail, you know, but there's nothing wrong with taking a shot at it and giving it a try. No, say if it was a job interview, you could say, you know, when's the last time you've been on a job interview? You know, look at the position I'm applying for. It's not just 5 minutes of what your name, address, and your past experience. You talk with them. They interview you. They talk with you. You get, they ask you questions. You come back with stories, not just a quick answer. You know, you try, again, try to rationalize with them. Don't giggle. Don't laugh. Don't make fun of their questioning. You got to remember their questioning is the way that they think, the way that their mind works. So the worst thing you can do is laugh at them. Nobody wants to be laughed at. And when you laugh at them, all it does is make them angry, makes them ashamed, and it makes them feel like there's something wrong with them. And again, what does that do? It just feeds to the fire of, they don't want me. They're going to leave me. They're going to abandon me because I'm not normal, because I think differently. There's girls out there that are normal. They think the way that he thinks. They're not going to accuse him all the time. He's going to abandon me and leave me the first time he meets somebody like that. Again, at the end, always reassure them. Honey, I love you. I understand you think this way, but I'm still with you. I understand you have a disorder that makes you think a different way than I do, rationalize a different way than I do, but I'm still with you and I love you. And I knew this, and I know this, and I'm still with you. And I don't plan on leaving you because of your disorder. I really don't. I've dealt with it for this long, and there's no reason I would not deal with it any longer.